Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I am here to change your mindset around love, sex, dating, and relationships forever. So if you have been having basically no luck ever with women, or you find it very difficult to connect them, to approach them, to not feel anxious in their company, to have the kind of relationships that you want, and you're finding at the moment that all advice is leading you astray or making you more stressed out, you are in the right place. Now, every week on this podcast, what I do is I explore love, sex, and dating relationships, but usually from a slightly left of field perspective, but one that I think will ultimately help you out much better in the long run than the 5 secret lines that will help you make any woman like you. We don't talk about that stuff here. We talk about something totally different. Now, joining me today is the lovely Mr. John Matrix, and he is founder of Male Mastery, which is male-mastery.com. Now, I've known John for, I don't know how long, quite a while?
Yeah, 5-6 years, I think.
Yeah. And weirdly, John now lives in the house that I used to live in, in a confusingly incestuous coach relationship. But what John is really amazing for, and I actually appeared on his podcast, I think a few months ago, is Male Mastery is really looking at how men can become better people, right? And transform themselves internally, as well as learning the external skills. So we're here to kind of today to talk about connection chemistry, which is how you can build like an awesome connection with women and finally, you know, get to the point where it's not that you're asking them lots of questions and the conversation is becoming really boring, but that actually you're looking at a woman sat opposite from you and you feel a mutual sense of understanding and attraction. But through that, I don't think we're going to be going through a traditional model to look at this, because I have a feeling, John, that you're not going to be teaching people too many scripts or lines that they have to say to women.
No, it's, well, traditionally all of the systems, if you call them that, they're all linear based. So it's like do this, then do this, then do this. And with connection chemistry, we've tried to make it a bit more three dimensional, a bit more dynamic. So it's much more about being in the moment, understanding core principles, and then using them, which is really, you know, how it should be. You don't want to be trying to remember a script, trying to go from one thing to the next thing, because it's not going to be, well, it's not going to be genuine. It's not going to be flowing. It's going to be a bit robotic. So as much as, yes, if you're a complete beginner, you do need some kind of structure. We've tried to make it more three-dimensional, and something guys can really get out of their heads and stay in the moment with, which is a problem that a lot of these other systems have.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what I would say about that is I think that if you've been having loads of problems with applying knowledge about how to meet women, a lot of the time it's because someone out there has decided that wouldn't it be nice if meeting women was a perfectly logical system? Like you had to do these 10 steps. If you did these 10 steps perfectly in order, just like I always joke about, it's like pressing the buttons in the right sequence on a video game or something like that. That if you do press all the buttons in the right sequence, that out the other side pops the prize, which is the woman. And that would be lovely, wouldn't it? But that is just simply not how human interactions work. So whilst you need some structure, if this is something you're really new to and you are really struggling to make any connections,
just don't enter into the false mindset that there is a perfect structure out there that's going to mean that you don't have to learn how to respond to another person or listen to another person or adapt at how you're expressing yourself. In fact, these core skills are going to give you a much better connection with women in the end. And because women, I think how they experience conversation is very different. Like I'll have my male subscribers will sometimes ask me like, how long is it into an interaction before I can kiss a woman? Like they're literally looking for a length of time, like 47 minutes.
But that, the whole thing with like that kind of question or having a linear system, it's a very male...
Exactly.
It's the male viewpoint. It's logical. It's like, right, this is the end point. This is what I want to get. What's the process to get that? And like you said, that isn't how it works at all. It's not a linear process. But for most men, unfortunately, that's how our brains are wired. So we're looking for a system.
Right, and that's so different, actually, to, I think, how many women's brains are wired, right? Where we are more like 360 degrees, everything going on at once, which feels really strange for, I think, the guys that are out there. But for myself, I know that, you know, for women, for instance, the concept that a woman can be really sexual, but also really maternal. In the same woman, same point in time, that she just has different aspects of a personality that she shifts dynamically in between. And that often, instead of looking for... you know, the guy to say a certain thing or a certain period of time to elapse, she's looking to feel a certain way in someone's company,
right,
or to feel more stable or more secure with them. And so if you try and take a really masculine model and transplant it onto how women behave, what you get is usually a bit of a disconnect where guys are like, well, I'm using the system perfectly, but she's not responding. What's going wrong? Why is this failing? And in fact, it's because you're trying to take a human interaction and then create it in a way that actually it doesn't make even sense to women. So when you're talking about your principles for connection, can you share maybe one really valuable principle that the guys wouldn't have thought about when it comes to actually forming that connection with a woman so that he feels that they've got that level of understanding where she really wants to see him again?
Okay, well, the first thing I would say is, I mean, if I could put it all into a nutshell, it's don't be nice. Because unfortunately, guys get stuck into the nice guy frame. So as much as I, you know, I'm not saying be a bad person, but going in with this kind of fake ass-kissing Mr. Nice Guy thing, and that's what I used to be like, because intuitively that's how you feel, that's what it feels like that you should do to get someone to like you. It's like, if I'm really nice to someone, they'll like me. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, most of us know, when it comes to women and attraction, that doesn't work, because A, it comes across as it's not genuine. You can feel when a guy's being fake to try and get something from you. And it's just not a very masculine way of being. You know, women are attracted to masculine traits. And the Mr. Nice Guy is like almost the antithesis of the masculine guy, because he's bending his reality, he's changing himself to meet the requirements of the woman. And, you know, you being a woman, Hayley, I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of men that are being Mr. Nice Guy with you, and it's not attractive.
What I think I would add to that is, I think being Mr. Nice Person or bending your reality or flexing your value system in kind of any area of your life, regardless of gender, is usually a bad move. Like in business, you'll end up getting screwed over. In romantic relationships, you become less attractive. You end up with a bunch of really losery, rubbish friends that just, you know, are sycophantic or aren't actually into being with the real you. In fact, somebody who has got really good boundaries, who knows themselves, who commands respect, who puts themselves first because they love themselves and they've lived with themselves for like 30 or 40 years compared to maybe the person they're on a date with that they've known for all of 2 hours, That's what says to me is a mark of somebody who's got their personal identity together, who's got their self-esteem in the right place, and so there's the kind of person that will have a gravitational pull around them, much, you know, completely different to somebody who feels the need to adjust what they say in order to please someone else. And what annoys me is a lot of information I feel, particularly that's out there for men, lots of guys will think, well, what's this thing that I have to learn in order to make her like me? And automatically then you're putting an artificial thing in between you and the woman, or you feel that what you have already isn't good enough. And of course you can't talk about that thing that you love, because women aren't into listening to that kind of conversation. And when guys, I find, heavily start to self-censor and they reject the topics of conversation that are naturally arising for them that they want to talk about because they don't consider it interesting, that's when they start feeling like, oh, I've run out of something to say, or what do I say to her? How do I create this as a date?
Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. Conversation will flow naturally if you let it. When you try and this is something else we teach in with Connection Chemistry, is how to have conversational flow. And I think this is something that gets glossed over a lot of time with a lot of other products and a lot of other coaches, is they don't explain how to have a real conversation. Now, it's something we can all do. We all have great conversations with our friends, but a lot of us don't actually know what we're doing when we do it. The moment we get put in front of a girl, we start, as you say, we start censoring, we start filtering too much. And then you end up becoming very stifled, very contrived, very unnatural. When actually what you want to be doing is saying whatever comes into your head, within reason, obviously, but literally just kind of going off the top of your head with whatever the topic's at hand, and that will make you come across very natural. And that was, for me, the sort of, when I started getting really good at this, was when it clicked, was when the conversational flow for me, when it clicked, and I was able to just go up to anybody and just talk without worrying too much about what I'm saying, and having faith in yourself that you'll know what to say when the at the right time, without having to plan it beforehand. But again, it's the male thing. Got to plan it, got to know what's going to happen before I do it. Otherwise, you know, why would I not want to plan what's going to happen? But you can't. You have to go in with that uncertainty and actually embrace the uncertainty, because that's where the magic's going to happen. It's not going to come. If you go in with this perfectly planned conversation, it's not going to be sexy at all. It's going to be like a job interview.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think you've hit the nail on the head when you were talking about the male need to have the perfect plan. And the fact is that life, the problem with this is also that human interactions are so infinitely varied with so many variables in it. Trying to learn the perfect script that you can adapt and adjust to whatever responses she's giving you is literally, first of all, the work of a robot, and secondly, the work of a lifetime. It's like, it's almost impossible to learn, which is why I'm with you. And similarly with what I teach, is I try and teach good principles, because if you have good rules of thumb, you can kind of abide by those, and you maybe have five concepts in your head, and you've maybe learned some ways to help develop a more dynamic flow of conversation. You work on feeling more relaxed and more able to be yourself. You work on those principles and you shift them around, and that's actually a far faster way to get better conversation than trying to learn a perfect script off by heart, which is nearly impossible. So what would you say, or what advice would you give to a guy who's maybe, he finds himself always in front of a woman and within 20-30 seconds he feels that he's run out of things to say, usually because he feels so anxious and so unable to express himself? Is there any exercise that you could do, any advice you could give to help to resolve that?
Yeah, well, firstly, it's all about listening. When you get anxious, you go into your head and you stop listening to what the other person's saying. So you focus too much on what am I going to say next. Meanwhile, she's talking to you and you're missing, you know, whole paragraphs of what she's saying. Mm. So everything you need is right there in front of you, either something you see about her or something she's saying. And all you got to do is take something that she said, take a topic, take a noun from the sentence that she said, and then relate it back to yourself. And don't be scared to tell a personal story. If you're having a conversation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
with a friend, this is what you do all day long. You listen to what the other person said, you relate what they've said back to yourself, and you tell a brief anecdote. That's 90% of when we talk to people, that's what we do. That's all you need to do when you're with a girl. So when she says something to you, take something she said and then just relate it back to yourself. Because a lot of guys, they think that when they're talking to a woman, it has to all be about her. Well, if it's all about her, she's going to come away from an interaction with you thinking, I know nothing about that guy. So I'm not saying like go off on one and tell her your life story, but you do need to talk a little bit about, the topics can be about her, but you need to relate them back to you. Otherwise, the conversation is going to be so one-sided and it's going to make her very uncomfortable, actually, because she'll feel like the spotlight's on her.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also, you need to be interesting as well as interested, right? If she walks away from that conversation and she doesn't know anything about you, then even if you've entertained her enough that during that 5 minutes she decides to give you her phone number, the chances of her calling you back are rubbish. Yep. Because there's nothing about you that's memorable or that's interesting. So just like you were saying, a good little conversational flow that you can take is if you start to just paraphrase what she said back to her and add your opinion in. And again, to move away from that nice guy thing, make it your real opinion. Mm. You know, if she said that she's from France, and actually you go, oh, you would say back to her, oh, so you're from France. And then maybe your memory of France is a really bad school trip that you went on 10 years ago.
That's perfect. Exactly. So when somebody says they're from France, is don't interrogate them about France. Take the topic of France, relate it back to yourself, and then think, oh, do you know what? When I was at school, we went to France for a school trip and blah, 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 blah. And then tell her a story. Because when you do that, your personality starts to come through. When you take those stories away, you don't display any personality and you just become this like robot, you know. So mm-hmm. If you want to be memorable, you have to tell stories.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think stories are an extremely powerful way of transferring information. And also with that, if your experience of, say, France was negative, it doesn't matter, because if you tell it in the way that you would narrate it to your friend, which is in a slightly lighthearted tone, playful, you're giving us genuine and sincere memory, it's going to be great, because you're not counter guessing yourself. And, you know, instead you're focusing on your expression versus saying something you think that she will like, because you don't know who she is yet. So trying to guess what she'd like anyway is always a foolish exercise. Another thing that you can do is a little simple flip that you can make with your conversations is, instead of asking a direct question like, so how long have you been in England or how long have you been in London? You would say, I don't know about you, but I've actually been in London for 10 years now. So you just, again, instead of interrogating her, if you turn that around and actually say a little statement like, I don't know about you, or I don't know if you've had this experience, but then you share and relate your personal story, it signals to her that there's something in here that you want her to respond to, that the conversation is relevant to her. And in fact, by you talking in that way that's quite open, she gets to relax, you buy her some time to get on board with the narrative, she chills out, her response is going to be much more detailed than if you hadn't said that thing about yourself. And also, because you're speaking in this really informal style, it signals to her that you already have a kind of a detailed social bond, rather than a very formal style of communication, which is not signaling to her that this is ever going to lead to something romantic or sexy.
No, it's true. And also, when you tell stories to people, it assumes familiarity. It's what you do with your friends. So when you go up to someone you don't know, it feels strange to do this, where you meet a girl and within 20 seconds she's told you she's from France, and now you're telling her a story about when you were at school. It feels strange at first, but when you do it, you actually see, you watch, and the girl will relax, because it's almost like you're being very vulnerable at that moment. There's no shield up. You're just being very vulnerable and open. And you're displaying your personality. So when you approach a girl, she at first might be a little bit standoffish. The best way to help a girl relax is to tell her a couple of personal stories. Mm-hmm. And you'll watch, she'll just relax. And then she's encouraged to also tell stories. And before you know it, you're both sharing stories and you're chatting away, and you feel like you've known each other for, you know, longer than 20 seconds. That's one mistake that guys make, is they don't do that. They go too much about the girl. They focus too much on her and keeping everything on her, and they don't tell any stories. Mm-hmm. And then they'll come away and they won't know what's wrong. The girl's got uncomfortable and she's wanting to end the conversation and they can't figure it out. And it's because if you watch it back on video, you'll see it wasn't a real conversation. It was a one-sided information gathering thing. you know what I mean, on the part of the guy, just trying to get information from her. But you've got to use the information that she's giving you, use the ammunition, tell a story.
Right, because no woman wants to, you know, go up with someone who's just successfully interviewed her or a fan. You know, she wants a real live human being that she can relate to standing in front of her. So I always ask 4 questions, or as long as I remember to do them, and sometimes I forget at the end of my podcast. So the first question I have for you is, do you have a little tip, or it's called like a love hack? So one simple piece of advice that can help shift someone's ability to be good at dating. So it could be that you make one approach to somebody a day, or that you always remember to tell a story about yourself, or that you stop self-censoring, or that you send this as the first text message after you've met a woman. Is there any dating hack that off the top of your head that you can think of?
Okay, well, the one that we just spoke about is probably the most important one, the one about the relating the stories to yourself. But another one would be practice flirting with everybody, even men, everyone. Like when you're with your friends, I don't mean flirt in a sexual way with men, but even when you're with your friends, essentially you're flirting. That's what you're doing. It's just you're not just trying to pick them up. So start to get into the habit of flirting with everybody. When you go to the shop, guy behind the counter, flirt with him. You know, I mean, be playfully rude in a kind of fun way, and start to do that with everybody. And if you do that with everybody, it becomes natural. Then when you're talking to a girl, it's not a big deal to try and create attraction, because you already do it with everybody. That makes sense. So like I said, when I say flirting, if it's with a guy, you're not trying to pick him up, but you're being playfully rude, mm-hmm. because that's how that's how human beings relate to each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. And what's funny is I think women flirt all the time with everyone. And it's not a sexual thing. It's a form of communication that they are actively practicing. Okay, question number 2, a life hack. So kind of a tip or a mindset that's helpful to help you get through the ups and downs of life.
Well, meditate.
Great answer.
It is. I've been meditating for about 8 months now, and it's completely changed my life, and I couldn't imagine not doing it. Just, if you get nothing else from this podcast, start meditating today. It will suck for a while. You'll be, if you're not a meditator and you've got an active mind like I have, you'll hate it. For a couple of months, it will be a chore, but just do it every day. And within 2 or 3 months, it will start to click, and then you'll never be the same again. It just completely changes your life. And if you're really struggling with meditation, there's a great application called Headspace, which I used, which got me meditating. So you can check that out. But, you know, I used to be one of those people that didn't meditate, tried it a few times, was like, how good can it be? And, you know, people would tell me it's amazing, it will change your life. I've become one of those people now. So now I tell everybody, you've got to meditate.
I'm one of those annoying people as well. I'm like, that's it. And honestly, I swear that if you're trying to find the answer to a really hard problem or dilemma, you can ring all the friends you want in the world. Sometimes you need to sit by yourself in the quiet for like an hour or a day, or go for, even if you do have something a bit more active, like you go for a walk somewhere peaceful, the information or the right thing to do is just sitting there in your mind somewhere. You just haven't been able to access it yet. Okay, next question. Something really romantic that you've done for someone. Have you done any romantic gestures? Or epic dates?
God, that's a tough one. My girlfriend's going to kill me that I'm not able to just come up with something instantly.
I was about to say, I'm sure I've met Mrs. Matrix.
romantic gesture.
The other one, by the way, the question 4, just so you know that's coming, is something when you were younger that you didn't think was going to be possible, that you never thought you'd be able to achieve or do, but you definitely have done now.
Okay, that one's a lot easier.
Okay, do you want to get to that?
I think a romantic gesture, I mean, it's pretty lame, but like a really nice holiday, you know, because I know both of us needed a holiday at the time, and, you know, a really nice holiday somewhere hot where it's just going to be the two of us. And we can just, you know, spend all day on the beach in the sun and no one else around. That was, you know, a nice romantic gesture, I think. And the thing that I thought I could never achieve that I've achieved, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I used to be one of the guys that just was low, you know, had low self-esteem, terrible with women, no self-confidence, was never good with women. And now I've become somebody that teaches other men how to meet women. And I, you know, live with my girlfriend and we're in love. So...
And they are in love. And I would say that, you know what, as a guy, as a little tip as well, sometimes a very common male love language, though I don't like that phrase, way of expressing love is to spend time. with the woman, right? Sometimes women like verbal things, you know, they want you to say and articulate what you're saying. And sometimes if you're in a relationship with a woman, it's good to let her know that your way of expressing love or your way of expressing your connection is just to spend that quality time with her. And in doing that, your actions are speaking louder than words. But sometimes you need to remind women of this because they expect the words. Anyway, guys, I'm going to be wrapping this podcast soon. All I would say is if you enjoy it and you find it interesting, please subscribe. Subscribe, comment, share. And if you'd like to hear more about what's going on and really understanding the inner workings of the beautiful thing that is the female mind and how you can connect to them more, if you go to HayleyQuinn.com/hermind, that's HERMIND, I've got a 5-video series all about stuff like, why is she just cancelled on you last minute? Why is she telling you you're just friends? I want you to understand the mechanics of what's going on here and how to become much better at communicating with women. Now, if you want to hear more from Mr. Matrix and find out more about his connection chemistry, where can they find you?
Oh, they can go to www.male-mastery.com. We're also on all the social media. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all of the social media. And yeah, we've just released this product, Connection Chemistry, which deals with a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. It's how to build chemistry with women, which is something a lot of guys struggle with.
They do. It's something that a lot of people struggle with, full stop. But I love your tip for flirting all the time in real life. Make it part of your habit. Change your lifestyle. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old HayleyQuinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.